The following podcast of SB Nation Radio is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Well, it actually happened last night. And you know what? I am the better. We're all living in a better world because of it. I was thinking to myself, am I going to be able to mentally handle the rest of this sports week or month or half a year if I don't actually see it in the news? But yes, it occurred, Ron. The Lakers won yesterday with LeBron James, the first victory in a Laker jersey. Boy, let's just start getting the parade ready in downtown Los Angeles now. This is the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
They don't go downtown. It'll probably be Hollywood and around the Staples Center area.
So when the Lakers won those championships, the parade route wasn't through big city downtown.
Nah, no one goes downtown. No one goes downtown LA.
No tourists go down there.
Nothing down there.
So where's the parade route when they win championships? Where do they normally do that?
They normally will do that. Probably they would do it near the Staples Center, around LA Live. Probably cruise a little towards lower Hollywood area.
So the iconic images that I have had when I watched like the Yankees going down in Manhattan, the Avenue of Americas,
the just ticker tape parade.
Yeah, the ticker tape parade, and then everybody like in Cleveland, all those big everyone in buildings just throwing confetti down. You look up the buildings, the big tall buildings, and everybody's looking out the window and going crazy. They don't do that in LA. It's more like housing districts that they just do.
No. There's
highway, freeway roads.
There's buildings. There's high rises, just not as tall as what they have downtown. But the thing is, it'd be a logistical nightmare to go downtown. Plus, there really isn't anything to offer downtown.
But hold on. Parades are logistical nightmares anyway.
Oh, this would be more of a logistical. LA sucks. I can say that because I live there.
I think parades are dumb. But if you haven't had one in a while, they're pretty cool. If your team hasn't won one, they're pretty.
If you were the Chicago Cubs, you know what? Yes, they should have had a 2-day parade.
Oh my God, the Cubs should have just had a state of emergency and nobody go to work forever. That's a definite celebration.
Yeah, but if
the New England Patriots, no parade.
You shouldn't
no
have a parade.
No more. You've had your fun.
Meet out front, say no days off, and call it a day.
Call it a day. SB Nation Radio.
Guys, the holidays are quickly approaching. Don't wait until the last minute to get a gift. Head over to giftingmap.com today. Giftingmap.com. You're listening to SB Nation AM. On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we're going to get to the BetDSI picks this week. Last week I went 5-0. I don't know how you did, Ron, but I went 5-0.
4-1.
I went 5-0.
4-1. Okay. We've turned the tide.
It's not 5-0, but it's, you know, it's okay. 4-1. It's not 5-0.
It's not. You're right. It's not 5-0.
But you and I are right next to each other in the, on the leaderboards. So let's give it up for SB Nation AM, because I think outside of Alex Gold, we're the best show that's competing in this.
And we're all I know is we're in the top 10.
Okay, we are. Yeah, we're in the top 10. Well, listen, Alex Gold, do your thing.
He cheats.
Good. You're fine. You got a Gray's Almanac. You're going back in time. I get it. Okay. There's just, I want to beat Patrick Creighton for whatever reason. I just do. I just want this show to beat Patrick Creighton show. Is that too much to ask?
No, that's happening. Are you kidding
now,
me?
Now, is his guy on this too?
No. Is Jose
doing this with
no,
him?
No, he's not. The slacker.
Oh, that's disappointing. That's disappointing. Because we got two against one, but still, you're going to need two to take down Patrick Creighton. So,
if he starts to creep up, do we just add our scores together?
Yeah, that we could do that. If he starts really pouring it on towards the end, like if he catches his groove, yeah. Now Matt Harab is
he's out. He's giving up.
Matt, come on now.
He saw the power of SB Nation AM. It's like, you know what? I just don't even want to compete with these guys.
So think about the power of SB Nation AM when it comes to these Bet DSI picks. You and I went 9-1 in 10 picks.
That's
now, granted, we picked some of the same, but don't tell people that.
We had different ones. I lost with the Chargers. You won with the Vikings. So it's all good.
I mean, somehow we got to get a message to Patrick Creighton that we're coming for him.
I'll just tell him
flat out. So, but Alex Gold, he's on top of the hosting leaderboard. He's 45%.
Not for long.
Wait a minute. Why is Alex Gold at 45% higher than us?
Well, it's the wins.
Oh, the win total.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could do it by the percentages.
I am 15-15 in 30 picks this season. So God bless me.
Yeah. If we do it by percentages, I'm way below you.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we're going to make our selections. We're going to pick five games. And you can participate, too, if you want, even if it's late in the season. Doesn't matter. Just have some fun. Go to betdsi.com. Pick on money contest. You'll see SB Radio, SB Nation Radio listeners. You can just sign up. Pick against the spread. Five games. It's all for points and bragging rights. It's pretty fun. And if you go to betdsi.com and you use the promo code WIN125 on your first deposit, you get 125%. So you're already starting off ahead if you sign up with betdsi.com. Okay, so looking at some of the games, the Texans at home against Brock Osweiler and the Miami Dolphins, 7.5 home favorite for Houston. Do we trust Houston with that big of a spread, even though Miami's kind of struggling a little bit?
No, I'm staying away from this game.
I'm staying away. Houston's won 4 in a row and a good 4 in a row, but I feel like the Texans are playing a little close to the vest here. They're not blowing out teams. It's not like they're points a game or whatever.
Yeah, they're just squeaking by every single time.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like they're dominating opponents.
Deshaun Watson is still the most hit quarterback in the league.
Oh, I know. Did we get any news on, at least locally where you are, was there any news on the return trip from Jacksonville on the bus?
He took a bus home.
Did he stop anywhere cool? Did he do anything awesome?
No, we didn't get to the bottom of that.
Why didn't they bring a camera crew to film that?
Did he go to the world's largest ball of twine?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Did he do any of that? All right, Ellen,
did he stick his gum underneath a bridge? That everyone sticks gum underneath a bridge? I mean, did he partake?
Better yet, did he dump his waste in a local river like Dave Matthews did that one time, who I hate? Did he do that?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, good. Deshaun Watson, good. I'm glad you didn't dump your humanly bodily waste in a river like Dave Matthews did. Anyway, London game, Jacksonville, Philadelphia. The Eagles, 3.5-point favorite. I got to take the Eagles here, right?
I don't know.
It's a game to pick.
I don't know, because this
you think
this
Bortles
would be,
is going to bounce well, back and be this fantastic?
This would be the game Bortles shows up to.
That's true.
So I'm a little nervous about that one.
What is heckling like for a quarterback in London?
Oh, I bet it's far worse because you don't have any clue what they're saying.
Nothing. Nothing, right? So they didn't even know how to they know how to heckle soccer players. Do they know how to heckle quarterbacks?
Oh, of course they do.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything is in song form too.
That's true.
And then if you actually are in London watching this game, I'm certain that it's a whole new form of swearing.
It's probably true.
And you have no idea what they're saying. You know, I mean, like throwing out lines like, "Oh, he's all sixes and sevens," and you're like, "What does that mean? His number's 12."
Yeah. So, all right, staying away from the London game. Denver on the road at Arrowhead Stadium taking on Kansas City. 10.5-point favorite for the Rolling Chiefs. I'd stay away from this one. There's nothing says like a cocaine-themed Halloween party that riles the troops up to play well on the road.
That's
against
right.
Kansas City. I'm sure everybody's all fired up to play the Chiefs. By the way, Denver kept the Chiefs to their lowest point total of the season, 27, week 4.
Hint, wink, wink.
10.5's a lot of points.
That's a lot. That's a lot for this line this middle of the year. I don't know how they're justifying that. Because I mean, Denver's team hasn't changed that much except they got rid of Chad Kelly.
That's right.
And he wasn't really a factor anyways.
So maybe Case Keenum can play more relaxed.
There you go.
All right, Cleveland and at Pittsburgh, the Steelers are an 8.5-point home. Why are the Steelers an 8.5-point favorite?
This is the first one I saw. I am taking Cleveland.
You know what? I'm a Steelers fan, and I think they'll win the game. But I don't 8.5 against this Browns team is playing an overtime game every week.
Yeah,
every week.
And you got to think about it. If it goes into overtime, the most amount it could be will be 6.
Exactly. So you're once it's in overtime, if you have the Steelers and it goes in overtime, you've lost.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what happens, you've lost. I'm not taking the Steelers on this one. That is a 2-score spread. I'm not taking the Steelers. I'm sorry. The Cleveland Browns are too. And by the way, unless I'm missing something on the Browns, is somebody that's very, very important massively hurt since week one?
Well, the subtraction would have been Carlos Hyde.
Right.
But they replaced that with Nick Chubb, who actually is a decent running back.
Yeah. And Le'Veon Bell's not walking through that door anytime soon.
You still got James Conner.
I don't see the 8.5. I don't see the 8.5. I'm actually taking Cleveland because I think they're in every game they play.
No, but I'm with you. The Steelers win at home, but I don't think it's a blowout. I think aside from the Chargers, the Browns have been in every single game. They've either won or lost by 3 or 4 points single game.
Exactly. They've gone to overtime 4 times. In seven games?
Yeah.
They haven't had their bye week.
Steelers in week one, and both teams look very much similar, except this time Baker Mayfield is playing.
Yeah, so I'm taking the Cleveland
Browns.
Yeah,
you are.
8.5. Getting 8.5 at Pittsburgh. This game I saw earlier is a pick-up. Giants against Redskins?
Yeah.
What? Why?
I know.
I don't know how to make lines. I have no idea how lines are made, but how is this a pick-up? It's plus Giants.
Don't know.
Underdog. Giants are a 0.5-point underdog in a game in which, holy cow, they look awful and looks like they're getting rid of everybody and now the morale in the team is low. I got to think the Redskins win this outright.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a road game and I know, listen, I get this all the time. I don't care who you are, winning on the roads. I know it is. I get it. But
and
the
it's
Giants
the NFC East. Throw out the book.
But the Giants are basically like, anybody want Eli Manning? Anybody? We got rid of Eli Apple. Anybody for Eli Manning? He's a Manning. Girls, he's a Manning. Take him.
They just have an auctioneer up there. I want to get for you. Olivia Vernon.
They're giving away players.
Going to soul.
They just got rid of Snacks. Now they got rid of Eli Apple earlier this week. They're giving away players.
Yeah, we're just waiting. I'm looking at the ticker right now, just waiting for who the Giants get rid of today, because they seem to be getting rid of someone every single day.
I know. So who knows? So I that surprised me. Again, I don't know how lines are made, so maybe there's a factor here I'm missing. I don't know. Detroit at home against Seattle. Detroit getting 2.5. No, Seattle getting 2.5. Maybe on the road.
Yeah, I'm
passing this guy. I don't know. I don't know much details of either team. Like, both teams are kind of up and down. Tampa Bay at Cincinnati. Buccaneers, 4.5-point underdog. Getting 4.5 on the road at Cincinnati. They have the number one passing offense in the game between the Fitzpatrick Magic and Jameis Winston. Bengals are going to bounce back, though. Bengals will bounce back against Kansas City, beat Tampa Bay. But I don't know, 4.5. Well, I might come back to that one.
Mm-hmm.
Jets and Chicago, 7.5-point favorite for the Bears. might take the Bears.
Stop Bears.
I might take the Bears in that one. Take a little heat. All right, I'm going to get the rest of these when we come back because I'm still amazed that the Giants and Redskins game is a pick 'em. Again, Vegas, you know what you're doing, and you watch. That game will be close. Giants will win by one. And you'll be able to like, see, we told you, we do this for a living, Tony. You don't. I'll be like, all right, I'll submit. 800-777-2907. As we continue to look at the NFL games coming up this weekend on SB Nation Radio.
This is Mike Herzing, Let's Talk Wheels, with an automotive tip brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. You know, I hate talking about people leaving kids in hot cars, but people keep doing it, and innocent children keep dying. Just last week, we had number 46 die of heat stroke from being left in a hot car. Sadly, we're on a pace to set a record for deaths this year. Earlier this year, a child died in a 67-degree day from being locked in a car. Folks, start looking out for this when you park. You might save a child's life. And if you think you might forget your child, put your bag or your phone in the back seat to remind you. I'd say something important, but isn't a child? Now, if you ever see somebody walking away from a child or even an animal in a closed-up vehicle, say something. At least tell them it's against the law. Get their attention. It might be a simple mistake. You know, if nobody comes around, call 911. Then rescue the child or animal yourself. Yeah, if you did nothing, you'd never forgive yourself. This is Mike Herzing. Let's Talk Wheels are brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. More tips, go to letstalkwheels.com. That's letstalkwheels.com.
At the Jeep Adventure Days event, you'll find great deals. Like the great outdoors are never out of reach. And now, not even the sky's the limit. Thanks to Jeep Renegade's class-exclusive MySky open-air roof, giving you a whole new vantage point to see the world. Make a grand entrance or take a grand adventure by combining luxury and capability in the most awarded SUV ever, the Jeep Grand Cherokee. And never lose touch with your adventurous side or your loved ones in a Jeep Compass, offering the most technology and connectivity in its class, like the available 8.4-inch Uconnect touchscreen. Experience an adventure unlike any other in a lineup unlike any other today at the Jeep Adventure Days event. But hurry, these great deals won't last. Available features based on Jeep brand small SUV segmentation. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. Based on compact SUV segmentation, OEM website, auto knowledge. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Now, back to SB Nation AM. On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
We're rolling through week 8 of the NFL, BetDSI.com. We are playing our pick'em game where we pick 5 games against the spread. So far, I've taken Cleveland getting 8.5 against Pittsburgh. I think they'll keep it close against the Steelers, even if it is at Heinz Field. I took the Bears minus 7.5 against the Jets. On the road, I'm staying away from a lot of games, including Philadelphia, Jacksonville.
So far, I have the Browns as well, but I'm also taking the Redskins.
Me too. I just took the Redskins in a what is essentially a pick 'em, a plus half a point favorite
over a dismantling Giants team.
Or a Giants team that's auctioning, you know, basically selling everything, including chairs and couches. So we got the rest of the okay. We got Baltimore, Carolina. The Ravens are the Ravens are favored on the road against the Panthers in Charlotte?
Because there's no respect for Cam Newton.
That's right.
And rightfully
That's
so.
That's right.
Cam Newton is a roller coaster.
He is. That's true.
He can be the best player for that week, or he'll be just mediocre and barely squeak by.
And the Ravens' defense is surprisingly, fantastically good. They don't give up a lot of points. Indianapolis and Oakland. Pfft. Yikes. 2.5 points favorite for the Indianapolis Colts. Oh, you got to go Colts there, right?
I'm going Colts on this one.
Yeah, you and I'm going to have to pick some different games than you.
Well, you're almost done.
Yeah, that's right. San Francisco, Arizona. That's basically a pick 'em. Arizona getting a half a point. I don't know. That looks like it could go either way for me. I don't know.
That's a garbage game.
I don't know how lines are made, and God bless you guys who make these. God bless you, because I know you guys have to do it so quick. Everybody wants lines quickly, and you're doing it so that you can get equal money on both sides, and I understand the economics of getting it, but San Francisco, Arizona as a pick'em, like a basically a pick'em, a half a point for Arizona. That seems reasonable to me. Both teams are struggling. Both teams aren't very good. Both teams have flaws. And, you know, to be honest with you, picking who's going to win that game, if I'm doing it straight up, I wouldn't know. But with the Redskins and the Giants, doesn't Redskins lead the division, for crying out loud? The Giants are a dumpster fire. And yet those two are equal on the same scale in terms of, I don't know. I just don't know how it works. Rams and Green Bay. What a good game that's going to be, huh?
And that's not the Sunday night game.
No, that is not the Sunday night game. That's got to be a Fox. We're going to keep this game.
Yes, of course.
You're taking this away from us. 8.5-point favorite for the Rams.
And they look. You mean you look at who they're going up against in the afternoon?
Yeah, so, yeah.
You got Colts, right. Raiders, Niners, Cardinals. Like, I think more people are going to tune into us.
Let's get the national map on that one. Yeah, exactly. New Orleans and Minnesota is the Sunday night game because that ended so well in the playoffs.
I'm taking Saints on this one. I know the Vikings are at home, but I believe in the Saints.
Saints getting half a point?
Yeah, so essentially a pick 'em.
Yeah. I'm taking the Saints. Yeah, I think you might be right. New England at Buffalo, 14.5 Patriots.
Now, this feels like a trap game.
I do too.
This feels like you should go New England because it's like, oh, yeah, they're predicting New England to blow out the Bills, and rightfully so, but. I mean, again, this is the same Bills team that beat the Vikings earlier this year. And I'm not saying the Vikings are on the same level as the Patriots, but.
Yeah, maybe Derek Anderson goes, hey, I can, I'll play good in this game and do well. I don't know. I looked this up. The Bills have won three games against the Patriots since 2004. That's 14 years. Because I looked at their list. I was like, let me get the rivalry. Let me get the games they've played. Like all of those years, 14 years of football, the Bills have won 3 games against New England. Not once did the Bills put together a team that was, you know, challenging New England in a way. They had one year where I think the Bills won like 35-0 in the opening week of the season. And the Patriots then cruised from there. But that's like, these just pop up rarely. 14.5 is a lot. So right now I've got Indianapolis over Oakland with the 2.5. I got the Bears at home getting 7.5 against the Jets. Washington and basically a pick 'em against the Giants. Cleveland getting 8.5 at Pittsburgh. I need one more. Should I pick the San Francisco Arizona game just by flip of coin? Arizona at home. Boom, I'm taking it.
All right.
I'm gonna take Colts, Indianapolis Colts off the board. I am gonna go Rams beating the Packers by 8.5.
There you go.
I'm gonna go Rams.
I'm sticking with the Colts. I because all the games we're essentially the same. Browns, Redskins. I'm going Colts and I have the Saints. I think I'm gonna go Lions on this one.
All right.
Lions giving up 2.5. So Lions half, yeah. Pretty much Lions need a win by a field goal at home, and they I'm confused by this team, but they just took apart a Dolphins team that was supposed to be good. So I'm bankrolling on that, and that they're playing at home, that they'll take care of Seattle and win by more than a field goal.
All right, that's very good. All right.
But I gotcha. Have no idea.
All right, so we're saving our picks, and we're going
to mine are saved.
Yeah, very good. Thanks to BetDSI.com for allowing us to play and discuss the week 8 of the NFL season. Hit save, and then you can have the lock them in. So we're doing a little better as we move along. So boy, that Rams Packers game, that's going to be neat. That's going to be fun to watch. That should be right. It's one of those games where I hope it's more enjoyable than my thought process is. Like, cause I'm thinking it's going to be really good, and I hope it is. I hope the Rams just don't explode them for like 35 points, and Aaron Rodgers is like, eh. Saints versus Vikings should be a good game. We've got some good games this week.
No, there really are. I mean, the way I always look at it is like, okay, which of these games could you flex?
Yeah, right. How many of those you get?
And there's a couple of, I mean, even though it's a dumpster fire of a game, you know, well, this one isn't, but I could see an argument be made to flex Brown Steelers.
Yeah, sure.
There's a lot of good storylines there, and it should be a competitive game because it's
Baltimore-Carolina should be good.
Yep. I mean, even though it's a dumpster fire of the game, Redskins-Giants, I think, would be entertaining just because you know, how do the Giants bounce back from everything? And, you know, I'm finding out what this Redskins team is doing. I mean, they're playing out of their mind right now.
I'm going to be interested on Monday night how Joe Testashore and Jason Witten and Booger McFarland keep your interest alive in a game that could be over by the first quarter.
And does ESPN get rid of the Booger Mobile?
They got to, right?
They're getting a lot of backlash right now.
I read an article about that. The people are really, really hating that. They don't like that at all. They don't like the camera angles. They don't like it. Like, it's blocking people's view of the game.
Yeah, guys who played premium seats. I mean, those seats are not cheap.
Stupid Booger McFarland on his crane is right in front of them during plays for no reason at all. For no reason at all is he needs to be there.
ESPN, stupid. Own up to it. Take the L.
Just admit you made a huge mistake and call it a day with that stupid thing. Boy, Monday Night Football is turning into a weird circus. All right, coming up, we'll talk more about the NFL and get some college football, but we'll also do a little This Day in History on a thing we talked about earlier today.
Gifting Map is your map for great gifts. Head over to giftingmap.com today. This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Glad you'd be with us here on SB Nation AM as we roll along on a Thursday morning. Listen, if you're having trouble sleeping, may I suggest MyPillow? I've been using it now for a couple of weeks, and it has been really, really great. MyPillow is offering you a great deal. Get two premium MyPillows for the price of one. Use promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com. So use promo code WINNER. You get two premium pillows, MyPillows, for the price of one. Their patented fill keeps your head nice and stable when you rest your head. It keeps it stable so you get a good, deep sleep. You don't toss, you don't turn. Pillow doesn't even get hot, stays cool, so you can stay asleep much longer. The more you toss and turn, the more your body wakes up, and the more you get out of that REM sleep that you need to stay alert and just be rested throughout the day. I had trouble sleeping, and then now I just really relax. My head goes on the pillow, and I just keeps it there, and now I go into a much deeper and better sleep. Get two premium MyPillows again for the price of one. Because if you're living, if you're married like I am, and your wife goes, wait a minute, hold on, you're sleeping really great, I'd like to sleep really great, then they want to steal your pillow and it drives you crazy. You got to fight for it. You don't have to do that. Get two premium MyPillows for the price of one. Use promo code WINNER. Go to MyPillow.com. It is made in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty. It's 100% machine washable and dryable. But more importantly, all of those are good things. But the best thing about MyPillow is it works. If you're looking to get a better night's sleep, you're going to get it with MyPillow. MyPillow.com. Use promo code WINNER. Get two premium MyPillows for the price of one. All right, one of the things that all of us who do this for a living have different philosophies, how we like to do shows and things we like to do and bits we like to do and segments we like to do. And one of the things I've always done is that whenever major things have happened in sports, I like to revisit them. I like to, it's kind of like a mini sports history lesson, This Day in Sports History. Last week we did Kirk Gibson's home run that won the World Series in 88, won the game one of the World Series in 88. Pretty iconic moment. So at this point of the year, around this point of the year, you get a lot of This Day in World Series History, whether it's Joe Carter's home run that won the World Series for the Blue Jays or any number of moments in baseball history. Derek Jeter's home run, it will happen Mr. November. That'll happen Halloween night when it goes into November 1st. That Derek Jeter's famous home run in 2001 that labeled him Mr. November. But on this date in 1986, the Mets won one of the most iconic World Series games in history, a long, long, long history of games that we've had in the World Series. But in the most wildest, most bizarre World Series game that still holds up to this day, the Mets won Game 6 of the 86 World Series. Now, for a lot of you, that is old, ancient history. But for many of you that remember it, who watched it in, 32 years ago, who remember watching it, it felt like it was almost like a surreal ending to a game. Like it was scripted. Like it was a weird way for the Mets to come back and win a game. And you want to talk about the way we've been talking about the Red Sox in 2018, about how they get two out hits, about how they keep coming at you with two outs. Nothing better than that example than in 1986 when the Mets beat the Red Sox 6-5, scoring three runs in the bottom of the 10th inning, all with two outs, against a Red Sox team that was trying to win its first World Series since 1918. This game was tied at 3 going into the 10th inning. Now, the Mets were trailing in the series 3-2. And in the top of the 10th inning, Dave Henderson, who had helped Boston get to the World Series by hitting a home run against the Angels in Anaheim before the series shifted to Boston, where they took care of the Angels in the ALCS, hit a home run that gave Boston a 2-run lead against the Mets going in to the bottom of the 10th. Now, just to set that up, all right, imagine if you are a Red Sox fan. 1918, long time, curse of the Bambino, and Dave Henderson has just hit a home run, and you are up 2 runs going into the bottom of the 10th. And more, and even better, you are getting outs in that inning, right? Now, a couple of things to set up here. Bill Buckner, who becomes uber famous in this game, he's a good ball player, becomes uber famous in this game, could have been replaced in that game by a guy by the name of Dave Stapleton, who's a better defensive replacement for Bill Buckner, who is still hobbling on an ankle injury. So McNamara decides, no, I'm not going to do that, right? Gets 2 outs, and then the Mets, Keith Hernandez was one of the outs. He goes into the locker room. He's staying in the locker room. The Mets start getting some hits. They needed base runners, right? Congratulations, Boston Red Sox 1986 World Champions. Flash on the Shea Stadium scoreboard. Early. It's ominous. Bob Costas is doing part of the game, like part of the announcing crew for NBC. Vin Scully and Joe Garagiola are calling the game. Costas is in the locker. They're bringing in the champagne and the trophy. They're bringing it into the Red Sox locker room. Costas, who is a baseball historian, knows this is a big deal. This is going to be one of the bigger deals of his career covering baseball. The Red Sox are going to finally win the World Series. They just need one out, and they're up 2 runs, and the Mets don't have anybody on base, and they just need to get rid of Gary Carter, and that's going to be it. But what does Gary Carter do with 2 outs? He gets a base hit, lines a single to left field. All right? Manager Jamie Johnson, right, goes and gets Kevin Mitchell to come into the game. Now, Mitchell comes in, and he gets a hit. Then Ray Knight comes in, and he gets a hit. Now, Calvin Schiraldi was a young pitcher for the Red Sox. He is wide-eyed. And they bring in Bob Stanley. And Mookie Wilson is at the plate. Now, remember this. While Mookie Wilson's ground ball to Buckner won the game for the Mets, what was the biggest moment of Stanley's outing for the Red Sox was the wild pitch that he threw that allowed the Mets to get the tying run and set Shea Stadium on fire because the place was losing its mind. There was a woman in the background. She was right behind home plate. She kept rolling her arms over and over again, over and over again, over and over again. I was watching it as a kid. I thought I was the only one who noticed that. I found out everybody noticed that. She was just constantly rallying. Places losing their mind. They're getting hit after hit after hit. Calvin Schiraldi looks like he wants to be anywhere else but be on the mound at Shea Stadium when that place is getting rocked. And he knows this game is coming down, and he is blowing it. And he's blowing it big time. And Bob Stanley, who had moments in his career where he's blown opportunities and threw wild pitches and gave up big hits, right? He does the wild pitch that gives the Mets the tie. And Wilson is still up there. And then one of the most iconic calls in all of baseball history. Here's Vin Scully on how the Mets won this thing.
So the winning run is at second base with 2 out, 3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first, behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win.
Scully then stays quiet for 2 minutes, television 2 minutes. 2 minutes! He doesn't say a word. He lets the cameras go around Shea Stadium. By this time, it's not only on fire, it's exploding. People are losing their minds. They're crying. They're freaking out. They can't believe what they just saw. They were ready to just clap the Mets into the offseason. Thanks for the NLCS. And all right, Boston won. Instead, they are alive. And then Scully says, this is what makes Scully so great, because I got to be honest with you. I've been in broadcasting for a long time. I don't think I could have come up with this. This is what makes Scully so great. So he's quiet for 2 minutes, which is an eternity in our business. The cameras and the pictures are doing all the talking. And then Scully says, if one picture is worth 1,000 words, you've seen about 1,000,000 words. But more than that, you've seen an absolutely bizarre finish to Game 6 of the 86 World Series. The Mets are not only alive, they are well, and they will play the Red Sox in Game 7 tomorrow. And that's it. And that's it.
And then drop the mic.
And that's all you do. That is all you do.
No, it's one of those... one of those moments, where were you? And you can remember exactly where you were.
It was insane. It was insane. And again, it's one of those Bill Simmons, Mark Wahlberg. I mean, name your Red Sox fan celebrity, Matt Damon. They all talk about every time they watch the replay, they just think it's Bucknews just going to get it.
Or like, what is just, it? The movie Fever Pitch with Jimmy Fallon.
Right, and there, exactly.
And there's that one iconic scene where he's describing to Drew Barrymore, what the curse of the Bambino is. And they're listing, Carlton Fisk hitting the pole or Pesky's pole and, Aaron bleeping Boone. And
yep, all of that.
And, there's always fire, and then it gets Buckner. And everyone's like, shh. You don't talk. It's almost like Buckner's name is Voldemort.
I know, right? It's crazy.
You don't say his name. We do not speak his name out loud.
So here's a little postscript for that World Series. So the Mets win that game. They're losing their mind. And every Red Sox fan knew they were going to lose the series. It didn't matter what game seven. It didn't matter what happened. But the Red Sox get a brief minute, a brief bit of hope. Because Game 7 was going to be scheduled the next night. So Scully said, they're going to play tomorrow night. Except tomorrow night came, Sunday night came, and it was rained out. And that gave the Red Sox an opportunity. Oil Can Boyd was scheduled to pitch. And instead of Oil Can Boyd, McNamara was allowed to use Bruce Hurst, who, by the way, was going to be voted the MVP of the series. Because if the Red Sox had held on in Game 6, he was going to be the MVP. But Bruce Hurst gets to go in Game 7. Because he's got an extra day rest. But the story goes, okay, the urban legend of this Game 7 oil is that Red Sox tell Oil Can Boyd, Dennis Oil Can Boyd, he's not starting Game 7. Bruce Hurst is starting. Oil Can leaves. He goes into the visitors' clubhouse and he disappears. They go to find him because you remember, what are Game 7s about? Like, all hands on deck, right? Everybody's going to play, right? If you even if you pitched yesterday, you might get used for an inning in a Game 7, right? So they want to make sure that Oil Can would be available to go into a game if he needed to go into a game. They find him. He consumed a little too much alcohol, drowning his sorrows, and they locked him in the manager's office for the whole game. That was the urban legend of Oil Can Boyd. For Game 7. The Mets won that one 8-5 and ended up winning the World Series. But it's the most iconic. I mean, I can't tell you. I've read almost everything about that game. I've read every little nuance and nooks and crannies. Who was doing what? Who was saying what? How Roger Clemens was taken out of the game. He was so angry. He said he could pitch. John McNamara said he couldn't. I mean, it was... everything you could imagine that would have been written has been written about this incredible game that happened 32 years ago tonight. Game 6 of the World Series. Here's the funny thing. I remember talking to Bob Ryan, and we were talking because remember the Blackhawks beat the Bruins in Game 6 of the state? Like, just a couple of years ago, the Blackhawks beat the Bruins in Game 6. They scored like 2 goals in like the last minute of the game or something like that. And I remember asking Bob Ryan, like, does this Game 6 ever trump the other Game 6? He's like, not even close. He goes, losing a hockey game, even if it's a Stanley Cup Finals, there's no pain like game six. Like that pain for Red Sox fan is just burned into everyone's just nature.
And the thing is, you probably could explain it that way. Is that, you know, you're talking hockey, you're having a good time saying, hey, does this game six beat that other game
that,
six?
Yeah,
you don't
exactly.
even name the sport.
No,
and
you don't have
and
to
Red
name the
Sox
sport.
Fans like, nope.
Not even close.
I know what you're talking about.
You can literally walk in New England anywhere and just say game six, and they know exactly what you're talking about. Even to this day, you just say game six. Where were you in game six? You don't have to say what year. You don't have to say anything. You say, where were you game six? Oh, I was 8 years old. My dad cried. My dad went out for a walk and cried. Whatever it was. It didn't matter.
Yeah,
remember when my brother cried.
I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, there was going to be a population explosion in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
People
were getting ready. We
were
ready for the church bells. I grew up in a small New England town. We were ready for the church bells to be ringing. I mean, we literally thought they're going to pour. They're going to, like, my little town in the middle of nowhere, New Hampshire, was going to explode if they had won that World Series. And instead, 32 years ago, the Mets got new life and went on to win the championship. And then never won again. That loaded Mets team never won again.
They made it to the playoffs in 88.
Yep. They lost to the Dodgers. That was it. And they never saw a championship. That team could have won three or four. As loaded and young as they were, they never saw it again. Never won it again. All right, 800-777-2907. If you want to share your memories on that, feel free. I wouldn't mind that. 800-777-2907. It's SB Nation AM.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
So the Red Sox up 2-0. Dodgers will host game 3 Friday night. You know, like we talked about the 86 Mets in this day in history. They were down 2-0 to the Red Sox and then came back and won it. I just don't see it. I just don't see the Dodgers. But you never know. Home cooking is home cooking. You get some new life. And you know what? If you get a series to a best of three, anything can happen, right? It's, you know, you look at it as, look, oh my God, we got 5 games left. Dodgers have got to win 4 out of the next 5. Now, you know, but if you win one and then you win the other and you get that game to a best of 5, 2 games are going to be in Boston, and that stinks for the Dodgers, but because they're going to have to win one at Fenway Park in the cold weather if they're going to win this series. But you never know. Just Boston looks so good, so strong. Everything's working. Their weakest links. Oh, David Price can't pitch in the postseason. Well, he can pitch in the postseason. The bullpen's not that good. Well, it's been good. It's been good. So even guys who are struggling at the plate are starting to pop the bat. SB Nation Radio.